hope the day will be a light, a highway for friends I found on every road. Can you ever think of any better way for the lost and weary travelers to go?
Informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. Happy Monday. Some of you may recognize that old Elton John song about making friends. I was thinking about that this weekend as I was getting ready to approach the holidays. You can't help but notice as you walk into the stores, everything's Christmas now or Thanksgiving. So this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. So speaking of friends, I was thinking about how the holidays are kind of a mixed bag for so many people, because it's wonderful if you've got a big family and everybody's going to get together and you're going to be meeting at somebody's house and you have all these different things going on. And for many, many years, I had that, which was just fabulous. But as you get older and you realize you start to lose family members, things change, people move away. And so it's not as easy anymore to sometimes get through the holidays. And so there's a lot of folks out there. And if you think about it, think of your neighbors, think of people that you know, maybe at your workplace, that don't talk about family much, or maybe they just kind of nod their heads, or you get the impression that, I wonder what they're going to be doing for the holidays. Find out. Take this opportunity while you're thinking about it the next week or so, because Thanksgiving's coming up on us pretty quick. It'll be next Thursday. So think about, do you know somebody, or is there a neighbor that you have, or is there somebody, maybe a senior that lives in your community? Think about them and see, find out, do they have a place to go? And if not, maybe you could include them in your celebration. Or if you don't want to do that, and you know, another thing, maybe just bring them a plate of leftovers, because there's nothing better than someone bringing, I love leftover turkey, but there's nothing better than that, because sometimes I think we forget, we get so caught up in the shopping and the decorating and getting everything ready. And that's true for Thanksgiving for sure. And of course, for Christmas, that's a whole nother topic. But just I was thinking about it today and over the weekend, I had the opportunity last week to go to a Friendsgiving dinner, which was so much fun. And that's becoming more and more popular lately. I'm seeing more and more of them in our area especially. But it was just such a lovely gathering of a whole group of people that live in the same community. And everybody brought a potluck. Everybody brought their favorite dish. So they were all, I mean, I don't know how many. It made me laugh because I don't know. I always had the traditional sweet potato casserole with marshmallows on top. And so that's sort of that traditional Southern sweet potato casserole recipe. There must have been 10 or 11 different types of sweet potato casserole. And it just made me laugh because I thought, oh my goodness, all the different variations. And that's kind of what was fun about a Friendsgiving, just bringing people together, that everybody's bringing their own deal. You're not having the same dressing that grandma has made for the last 100 years. Which, by the way, I actually love my grandmother's dressing recipe. Sorry, it's Monday. But it's, at the same time, it's pretty funny to see all the different green bean casseroles. There's another one. You know, all the traditional foods. So maybe that's what you could do, too, is if you, for whatever reason, can't be with your family this year, think about inviting some friends over and having a Friendsgiving. There is just nothing better than that. And have everybody bring a little potluck and have everybody bring some kind of, you know, dessert or whatever their favorite thing is. and it ends up being a lovely day, and then you can all hang out and watch football together or just tell stories or just be together. But really think about that. Think about someone you might know that might be alone for the holidays and see if you can reach out to them or do something kind for them, because gosh, you know, some of us are so lucky. I personally am blessed with the most amazing friends on the planet. I am truly blessed. And so I love all of you. Those are my friends that are listening this morning. You know who you are. And I'm always so grateful. They're the ones that show up when you're having surgeries or when you're having going through something. They're the ones that are there no matter what. And speaking of surgeries, I want to shout out this morning to my good friend, Lynn Marie. She's having a surgery this morning. And so I think she should be just about getting started with it. So I'm sending out thoughts and prayers to her. And she's got a whole group of friends that are going to be there for her as she recovers. So that's pretty cool. And shout out to my friend Dale Perkins, who was talked about this morning on the morning show. Dale's a wonderful man and has done so much for our community. And someone said in one of the comments to Andrew, they said, well, gosh, you know, does anybody know who he is? Well, you know what? He's one of those people that showboat maybe is the best word. He's somebody that shows up, does the work, has committed, and has done that for the ECUA for 30 years. And maybe you don't know his name, but I do, and I know that he's done a great job and has gone above and beyond on many occasions. He just doesn't brag about it. And so those are the kind of people I actually really, really appreciate it. So friendship to me, there are people, you know, I heard an interesting thing that Marianne Williamson did. I don't know if you're familiar with her. She's an interesting author. I think she ran for president a couple years ago, which was a little interesting. But her writings and books are actually very good. And she was talking about the different kinds of friends. And I thought that was kind of neat because I hadn't really thought about it before. But you have your work friends or acquaintances. So what you have in common is work. Then you might have your tennis friends, and that's what you have in common. Or you have your golfing friends, or the people that you do the friends that you do things with. But other than that, you don't really know a whole lot about them. And I was laughing because I was thinking about my Georgia Bulldog Club. Of course, we all got together this past weekend to watch the Texas game, and we always get together and have a great time. And I've been a part of that club now for 20 years or so since we started it. But what was funny is I was not able to go this past weekend, and I really missed seeing everybody. But the weekend before, when I got together, one of us have been members for a long time. We were looking at each other, and we started laughing. We said, you know, when we look around the room, I don't know anybody's last name. I don't know where they work. I don't know how many kids they have. But boy, I know they love the Georgia Bulldogs. And that's all we talk about when we get together, the season, the players, who's who and what's what. And it just made me laugh because I thought, okay, that's a unique kind of friendship. So think about it, your unique friendships that you have. And then the next level would be people that are more like family. You're the people that are the confidants in your life and people that you do. It's more than just what you do. It's not so much what you do. But these are the friends that when you get together with them, this is kind of the point that I like that Ms. Williamson makes. When you get together with them, it isn't what you do, it's just being with them. And that's kind of neat because if you're just with them, it really doesn't matter what you're doing because it's just about talking to them, finding out what's going on, sharing your secrets, talking about how you feel about things. So you could do, quote unquote, anything with them. That's not the basis of the friendship. The friendship is what we share and love about each other and the ways that we support each other. So I thought that was an interesting distinction between the two, because I do have theater friends, people that I love who I do, you know, over at Pensacola Little Theater. Then we have the Bulldog friends, and then I have the friends from the radio station. And then it's an interesting, if you look at your life and you see all the different kinds of friends that you have in your life, is something to be grateful for, because we're all very blessed that we're here in this community. I think Pensacola is one of the most caring communities I've ever lived in, and the people here are just so giving. The example I would give this weekend, the whole bike build event that went on, building 500 bikes for kids for Christmas, that just makes my heart warm. So just think about friendship today. Have you got a friend you haven't talked to in a while, maybe? Somebody that, I wonder how they're doing. I haven't thought of them. Think of those folks and send them a text. Just say, hey, I was thinking of you today. Hope you're doing well. That's all. Just remembering our friends today. And because you know why I'm saying all this? Because today is National Unfriend Day. And I don't agree with that. So I'm going to be rebellious this morning and say, forget the unfriend business. How about refriending? How about nurturing the friends that you have already? So just food for thought, friendship for thought, and I hope that you run into an old friend today. Wouldn't that be something? All right, we'll be back in just a few minutes on News Radio 92.3. If you have thoughts about friends, I'd love to hear it. 850-437-1620. Feel free to text in. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's Monday. I hope you're getting a good start to your morning this morning. It's going to be a gorgeous day, so that always helps. But I did get a nice text this morning that I think is great. We're talking about the fact that it's Unfriend Day, which I'm not excited about. So I'm being rebellious this morning and saying, let's talk about what it means to be a friend. And so we have all different types of friends, work friends, sporting friends, fishing friends, beach friends. There's all the different types of friends that come into our lives. And I was talking, too, about, you know, thinking of the holidays. And if you know someone that maybe seems a little isolated, might be alone, a neighbor, a senior, somebody that maybe is unable to get out and about, maybe someone that's not very well right now, or just somebody that's kind of a quiet person. There's nothing necessarily wrong. They just don't seem to have an abundance of acquaintances, so to speak. So think about what you might be able to do just to reach out to them. And then also think about reaching out to your own friends. Think of the person you haven't talked to, let's say, in at least, I don't know, 3 months. Somebody that's in your life that's a friend and you haven't talked to them in a couple of months. Send them a text today. That's all. Just thinking of you, or just send a little message on Facebook or one of the social media sites. Just thinking of you. Hope you're doing well. You know, when someone sends me those kinds of texts, it always makes my day. And also, I feel a little guilty if I haven't talked to them all, but it does make my day. So one of the things that someone just sent in, which I love, that said, and this is from Don. So thank you, Don. I appreciate this so much. If you are alone, it says volunteering. If you're that person who is alone and feels underengaged for the holidays, consider picking a volunteer opportunity that speaks to you. The need for help always outpaces the supply of help, and that is so true. And then he says, volunteering is great because it opens up paths to new friendships with folks who you share particular passions for service. And that is so true, because I do some volunteering myself, of course, and I know so many of you do. And it's funny, but you do find people have a common interest. If you're volunteering, there's a lot of different organizations that get involved with cleaning up the beach, for example. And so you can volunteer with one of those organizations. There's one group that goes out every weekend to different areas in Pensacola, and they volunteer to clean up trash. Pretty simple, but you know, you get out there, you meet some people who care about the environment and who share some of the same views you do. Don is right. I mean, what a great way to meet people that are like-minded. There are people I know that volunteer at the Pensacola Little Theater, because people don't realize they have a paid staff. They have the paid director, artistic director, and they have people that keep the organization, the business side of it, running. But I don't know if you knew that everybody involved in a production is a volunteer. Stage managers don't get paid. The director doesn't get paid. The actors don't get paid. They're all there because they love what they do. And you can be part of that. You could be a stage, backstage hand. You can help with costumes. You could help with building sets. We have a whole crew over there that just, that's what they do. They come in for each show and they help build sets. I mean, that's, then they all have that in common. But there are other organizations right now that are also really, really in need. And one of the organizations I can think of right off the top of my head are any of our food pantries, Manna food pantries. There's a lot of folks coming into this holiday season that are going to be struggling a bit or a lot. So if you have a chance, go ahead and see if you can donate some food or some goods to Manna food pantries or any of the local church ministries that are operating food pantries. If you have time to volunteer with Loaves and Fishes, they do breakfast in the morning for folks. There's so many different opportunities. And all you have to do is just Google nonprofit organizations near me. And I just did it. United Way of West Florida came up, and they have multiple ways you can serve. Council on Aging of West Florida, they have ways that you can help seniors. So there's a lot of things that you can do to sort of get out of yourself if you are feeling kind of sad and depressed about the holidays. The best way to get out of that is always to sort of get up, look around, and see where maybe you could contribute to something or somebody else. It always, always really, really helps. So if you can, think about someone that you haven't been in touch with in a while. Maybe that long-lost relative. I have a cousin. Oh, I just thought myself, uh-oh. I have a cousin in New York. I just had a sudden wave of guilt that I haven't talked to probably in about a year. It's not that we don't love each other. We just have these very busy, different lives. So I need to reach out to her this week. That'll be something that'll be well worth it. And then, let's see, Don said something else, too. Thank you so much, Don. He said it about volunteering opens up paths to new friendships. And I really love that. So if you're thinking about ways that you can help other people, ways that you can acknowledge a friend. If someone's coming up on this holiday season, and I know one year I had fun, and this was kind of my little secret Santa thing. I had a lot of fun. I delivered some Christmas trees to some folks that I knew didn't have them, and it was kind of fun to be a secret Santa, and I just left it on the porch and said, Merry Christmas from Santa. You could do the same thing with a pumpkin. Or maybe do something with a turkey. Get creative. Do something kind of special. Be a secret. What would it be? A secret turkey? They should never let me alone in a mic by myself. Malcolm Ballinger's just came into the studio. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
They left me by myself. They should never do that because I will talk.
That is dangerous.
But I was talking about friendship, and I've known you how many years now?
I think it'll be 25 years.
Golly.
Just about as long as
23.
I've been in Pensacola.
I moved here in 2002, so, and I met you right away. So
23.
Coming up on 24.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was talking about friendship and the different types of friendships we have.
I listened to you as I drove up the freeway, and I thought to myself, Meg is waxing kind of philosophical today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, it's National Unfriend Day, and I don't like that.
Well, I'm for that.
Yeah.
I got a couple of people I'd like to unfriend.
Why am I not surprised? Here I am trying to make spread love and light in the world, and you're like, I'm going to unfriend them all.
There's got to be counterbalance.
Okay.
Counterpoint, as I say.
Oh, my goodness. All right, we got to take a break on that note. We'll be back in just a minute. This is Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk. This is Meg, and I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger, who'll be joining us for the next half hour, of course. Just talking about friendship. Today is National Unfriend Day, and I guess Malcolm is excited about that.
Well,
I'm not. I don't like it.
Not excited, exactly, but...
Your face lit up. What could I say?
You know, throughout the year, mm-hmm. there are not lots, but there's odd people that irritate us, but we're polite people.
Right.
We're kind people.
That's the Southern way.
Yeah, so we're kind.
Bless your heart.
Yeah. Yeah, we're kind, very kind to them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just for the Christmas season, if you could just press the unfriend button.
Mm-hmm.
But friend them again in January.
Oh, you're going to unfriend them during Christmas?
During Christmas.
That's backwards.
Yeah.
That's not the way it goes. This is the time where you can actually befriend people and maybe you had a tough year and now it's time to make amends and
I heard you talking about Facebook and unfriending all of that.
This morning with Andrew.
I rarely, if ever, I look at Facebook from time to time,
mm-hmm.
but I never post and I've never befriended anybody.
Oh.
Never unfriended.
Unfriended,
someone.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, there you go. That's a good sign.
I think it's very unkind. I mean, seriously, it's sort of, no matter how bad somebody is, it's kind of it's unkind.
It's weird. It actually sounds very childish to me. It's like when we were in school as little kids, you're my friend. You're not my friend. You're my friend this week. You're not my friend next week. All that kind of stuff. Remember?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of.
You were in one week and out the next.
Correct. So, yeah, I don't want to
Although
go
I was mostly out.
Oh, I don't believe that for a second. Not even. No, I don't believe that for a second. But the whole point was just to be thinking of friendships because I heard that song over the weekend and I hadn't heard it in, gosh, I don't know how many years, that Elton John song.
Mm.
And it's just, you know, thinking about friends and family, now is the time. And so you can reach out to some folks. And it's hard to reach out to in the middle of August. But during the holidays, people are a little bit more open to hearing from you.
Yeah. I must say I'm one of those that gets a little depressed.
Yeah.
Not depressed.
Well, you miss people.
A little down. There's people that I miss.
Me too.
Yeah. And of course, particularly at Thanksgiving and at Christmas, are the mm-hmm. times that you remember the most.
Right, because it's not the same, and you try to make the best of it. Mm-hmm. And I was talking about for the Friendsgiving events and getting together with people, it's still not quite the same as being with family. And for a lot of us, our families aren't here anymore, and that's hard.
People do get generous around Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I try to live by the rule to be generous all year round.
See, there you go. That's why I like you, Malcolm.
Should not wait for Christmas.
Yep, you're absolutely right about that. Absolutely right. All right, on that note,
we are waxing philosophical.
Yes,
aren't
we are for Monday morning.
Yeah.
So, okay, so be kind to everybody at work. We'll be back in just a few minutes after the news with Pep Talk with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. We'll be back with you right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.